This week's showroom have been sponsored by Ilu Nishmas Hachover Rav Yaakov Aryeh Ben Hachover Rav Yisrael, Asol Beteves, Friday the 17th of December, Rabbi Joey Grunfeld, Rochel's Burial Place.
Good morning. Okay. V'ani b'voyim in Padam. Mesolai Rochel Beres Canaan Baderet, Boikivras Eret, Lovoya Frosa. And on my way to Paddan, Rochel died, Beres Canaan, about 2,000 amas away from Ephrosa, like Perel Shom, and I buried her there, Baderet, Ephrosi Beis Lochem. Says Rashi, like Perel Shom, I buried her there. Loi halachtiha afilu lebeis lechem lachnisa la'oretz. I didn't even bring her to beis lechem. That means I buried her by derech, and I didn't even bring her to beis lechem lachnisa la'oretz, to bring her into the land, which is of course very difficult. Loshen lachnisa la'oretz, to bring into the land, is very difficult because beis lechem is in Eretz Yisrael. Lachnisa la'oretz means to bring into Eretz Yisrael. That's the pashtus of the loshen. Rashi says I didn't even manage to bring her into Eretz Yisrael. Fake the Ramban, v'chi b'chutz l'oretz nikbara. Was she buried in chutz l'oretz? Shara b'eretz meisa, v'shom nikbara. She was buried in Eretz Yisrael. K'mo shenem akam b'pasha, meisa lai rochel b'eretz kanan. Shom kosevoy mefurish, v'ayova Yaakov luzo asher b'eretz kanan. He'd already reached Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean that he buried her outside of Eretz Yisrael? Says the Mizrahi that Rashi doesn't mean, of course, outside of Eretz Yisrael. Here she means he didn't bury her in an Eretz Neshavis, in a settled place. The Oretz means I didn't bury her in a settled place, in a town, but I buried her on the Derech. In actual fact, in Torah Moshe, he says it learns a different pshat, that it didn't have the Kedusha of Eretz Canaan. Because until the Kibish of Yeshua ben Nun, when Yeshua ben Nun was Koyvish Eretz Yisrael, it lacked the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The only parts which has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael were the Moris HaMachpelah, where Avraham bought the land. He had a kinyan in the land. If he had a kinyan in that Moris HaMachpelah, that kinyan gave it the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And also Yaakov was Koyne Mokum LeMizbeach. Wherever there was a kinyan, you get Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But until the kivush of Yeshua ben Nun, there was no kivush Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, can still have the shem of Eretz Hechnisa Ba'oretz, because it didn't have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's one hera. But Rashi carries on. Says Rashi, V'yodati sheyesh b'libcho olai. I know that you have a tain on me. The Mefoshim learn that's the pshat in va'ani. Va'ani is always a vav, which joins the vav achibo va'ani. What's it going on? Rashi, Yaakov was speaking about shnei vonecha noilodim lecho, and all of a sudden he brings in the kvura of Rochel. So va'ani goes back to the beginning of the parsha where Yaakov asked to be buried in Moris HaMachpelah. Va'ani, and I know that you will have a taina on me, that I am demanding a burial not only in Eretz Yisrael but in the Moris HaMachpelah, and your own mother I didn't bury Moris HaMachpelah, but I buried her on Baderech. Says Rashi, you should know, I buried her al pi hadibu. It's a prophecy shetehei le'ezro Levoneho, that she should be a help to her children. She yigle oisam nevuzradon, when nevuzradon, the general of Nebuchadnezzar, would bring them into exile. Vahoyu oivrim derosham, and they would pass by the kever Rochel. Yotzos Rochel al kivra. Rochel went out of a cave. Boichen, she cried. Mavakeshes aleim rachamim. Oh, she will. She'll cry for them. Shnema koil baroma nishma. Rachel was crying for her children who were going into Golos. HaKadosh answers her, there will be a reward for all your labor, for Klal Yisrael. Your prayers will be answered. bonim legvulam. So you should know, he's asking, why didn't I take her to the Moshe Machpelah? Because I had a prophecy. The prophecy was to bury her baderech, on the way, in order that she should be able to be mispalel for Klai Yisrael when they go into Golus. Says the Ramban, but that has to be hinted in the Pasuk. Where's all this written in the Pasuk? It's going on a future, I buried her in a place, because in the future she would need to pray to be mispalel for Klai Yisrael. Says the Ramban, there's two baderech. There's an extra word baderech. Here the Pasuk says, what's the second baderech? That's completely superfluous. Elamai, the second baderech is to give you a clue. We're talking about a pathway which Klal Yisrael in the future would have to go through. They'd have to pass by this area, and therefore I buried her there in order that she should be mispun. So it's the extra baderech which gives us the clue into the future prophecy. By the way, I'm not quite sure of the geography. I don't know, those in Yerushalayim, I'm sure they went up to Iraq. They went up to Bovel. I'm not sure, quite sure. Beis Lechem is south of there, so I don't know. Those who went from Beersheba must have passed, but those who went from Yerushalayim wouldn't have to pass Beis Lechem. It's just a Ha'or Agav, I don't know. Something maybe able to answer the geography. I don't know. Anyhow, that's what Rashi says. Says the Ramban, I'll bring you a raya. Says the Ramban, I'll bring you a raya that Baderech means on the future. For the future. We're talking about future derech. Why? Kihilai mesa baderech. She didn't even die in the way. Kihilai mesa baderech. She didn't die in the way. She wasn't buried baderech at all. Rak baroma. She was buried in Roma. Shehi ir be'eretz Binyamin. This is a city in Eretz Binyamin. V'shom nikra baroma. And there she was buried. She wasn't even buried by Derech. She was buried in Roma. Koil Baroma Nishma. A koil is heard in Roma. Roma was a city. It was a city in Binyamin. Rachel Mevaka Benea. Where? In Roma. She wasn't even buried by Derech Befrath Rosa. So therefore, this Baderech can't be talking that she was buried on a highway, because she was buried in the city of Roma. So Baderech must mean a pathway which Klal Yisrael would take in the future. There's the first Baderech. Ask them before Shim. What's the first Baderech? V'ani b'voyim impadam meisalai rochel beres kanan Baderech. So what's the first Baderech? Say them before Shim, that's Baderech on my way back to Yitzchak. I was journeying home. I was on my way home from Lavan to Yitzchak. Now I'm still in the middle of my journey, and I buried her in Roma for a future derech which Klal Yisrael would take when they go out into Golus. As I learned the Rambam. However, there's another Ramban. There's another Ramban in Parshas Vayishlach. And there, although the Ramban's going on a different akuda, on the translation of Kivras Oritz, which isn't our subject today, but the Ramban says the following: Ze kosafti tchila. This is what I wrote originally. Ve'achshav shezochisi, and now that I've merited, obosi ani l'Yerushalayim nafkam to Yerushalayim, shevach lokeil hatoy v'ametiv. You know the Ramban was expelled from Spain. He had a dispute, and he won the dispute, and it was embarrassment for the king, so the king expelled him. And he landed up, he ended up his life in Eretz Yisrael. So we have the famous Ramban Shul, he ended up his life in Eretz Yisrael. Says Ramban, Achshav Sinchisi Bosan Yushalayim, Ra'isi Be'enai, a number of things. And here's the second thing. V'chein Ra'isi, I don't know why you all didn't ask me, are we all mispalel in a false kever of kever Rochel? Where's Kever Rochel? It's a Beis Lochem. Thousands and thousands and thousands and millions of years have gone to mispalel in Kever Rochel, and you're telling me it's in Roma? In Eir Binyamin? Are we all being mispalel in some false place?
Where is Roma?
Huh? It's not there. It's not there. Okay? It is a Rama. It is a Rama. Rama is a Rama. I'll show you it is a Rama. I understand what you're saying, but I put my hands up. Yeah? But I want to read you a Ramban. Ashov. Rabbi Zoyche, the commentary to Israel. V'chein ra'isi she'ein kvura barama. V'le'korav'lo. It's nowhere near it. Aval ha'roma asher le'vinyamin rochek mimeno. I'm wrong? My pshat's wrong? Ka'arba parsos? V'ha'roma asher ba'a Ephraim rochek mimeno. There are two Romas, just in case you didn't know your geography completely. There are two cities called Roma. One's called Roma in Binyamin, the other one's called Roma in Ephraim. Aval v'ha'roma asher ba'a Ephraim rochek mimeno. Yoisa Mishnei Yom is 2 days away. Al Kain, says the Ramban, I've got to change my pshat. Koil Baroma Nishma can't be talking about the city of Roma. He must have known that was the Mesoiris of where Rochel was buried, and he considered that the Richtig Mesoiris. Therefore, his pshat must be wrong. It's a geography. If the facts on the ground argue with his pshat, then his pshat must be wrong. So, what does it mean, Koil Baroma Nishma? Al Kain Ani Oimer Shakosav Shaimer Koil Baroma Nishma. No, that's the Targum's pshat. A second. Al Kain Ani Oimer Shakosav Shaimer Koil Baroma Nishma. Melitz Sukaderech Moshel. It's a Melitz, it's a Moshel. Leimoi, ki hoisa rochel so ekes bekoi godel. Rochel was crying for children in Kever Rochel, which is in Beis Lechem, the Kever Rochel, which we know. Bekoi godel o mispet ma, with such a loud wailing, at she nishma hakoil merochek beroma. So loud was the wailing that the wailing was heard in the city of Roma, shehi bereisha holiv no binyamin, so that's the place where her children, Binyamin, lived. Ki einenu shom. Ki einenu is not there. That's what the pasuk says. Ki einenu, she's not. They're not there. So she wails because Binyamin now on the way out. Her children are on the way out into Golus, and she wails so much that in the place where they ought to be and they're not, that's where the koil is heard. V'chareva mehem. And I'll show you why. Lo nema because of Baroma Rochel Mavakel Baner. Baroma Rochel Mavakel Baner. It doesn't say in Roma she's wailing, as I learned pshat before. The Loshna isn't Baroma. It's Koil Baroma Nishma. The Koil is heard Baroma. Not that she's buried in Roma, but the Koil, not that it's in the city, the Koil of her wailing, although she's buried in Beis Lechem, is heard in Roma. That's the pshat which the Ramban now is choizer and brings now as a new pshat, because he found that the facts on the ground are not the right place. It's not the right place. By the way, of course, if you see all the translations, we say Koil Baroma Nishma. They translate the voice is heard on high. Baroma Nishma. That's the Targum. That's what the Forshim say on Yirmiyahu where the pasuk is. But the Ramban had two pshat in. One, it was in the city of Roma, and the same pshat is heard in Roma. But he sticks to the pshat that Roma is the city. Okay? Which I find very difficult. Because thousands and thousands, millions of people, those who learn the Ramban, have been learning this Ramban in Parshas Vayechi for centuries. And it's wrong. Why was the Ramban Meichik? Why haven't we been Meichik, this Ramban? I learned Parshas Vayechi, and I sat there and I learned Parshas Vayechi. Not everyone learns every Sedrik Seder. So I learned Parshas Vayechi, and there it says, a voice is heard in Rome, in the city of Roma. I wasn't so much aware of Vayishlach until some of the, you know, the good old Meforshim, they point you there, and you find that it's the wrong pshat. Why weren't they Meichik? So the Kuzov suggests that perhaps they weren't Meichik because the Ramban had his first version in Spain, and he left a copy there, and then when he came to Eretz Yisrael, and he discovered that the facts weren't on the ground, he had annotations, but already there were so many copies in Spain that they were it was already too late to copy. Yeah? But then he asks, why were later Doiris not Meichik? At the beginning you could be aware, why were later Doiris not Meichik? So then he says, Gvaldik Echidosh, says the Kuzohov, that this Ramban is not Halacha. this Ramban is Agoda. And since this Ramban is Agoda, Mishnah Loizoza Memkaima. The Mishnah doesn't move. This learning doesn't move from its place. Mishnah Loizoza Memkaima. It's Torah. It's Agoda. It's not Halacha. Interesting, no? Interesting. Wouldn't you say maybe that's a bit of Torah? I'm learning this Ramban for millions of thousands of years, sorry. A thousand of years. And Mishnah Loizoza Memkaima, but it's wrong!
Ramban himself said it's wrong.
That's right, the Ramban himself said it's wrong. Should I learn this? Interesting. If you want to hear, the Maral in Tiferes asks, why do we say the Pasuk, when we say in the morning, La'asek B'divrei Torah, why don't we say Lilmoy Torah? What's the difference between Lilmoy Torah and La'asek B'divrei Torah? Says the Maral, Lil my Torah, and I quote to you, Ki Lil my Torah le Shaykh Rakal Misha Loma Torah, and we given Mechavan Halocha la Mitosa, Shebezel Shaykh Lil my Torah. Lil my Torah is the Richtiger, Emistiger Torah. That's the way we learn Torah for the Amishan Dollar. Lasak of Misha in a Mechavan Halocha la Mitosa, ain't the limit, Lekach Mavorchin, Lasak Bidimit Torah. If you don't learn Torah la Locha and you get it wrong, then you can't say Lil my Torah, the Mishkin Richtiger Limit. But we can't say lois lasik. I've been all my old about Torah. So if they have a misha ain't a mechaman alocha la mitzvah, ain't a limud. Lachem vorkum lasik b'nei v'sarah bein shum mechaman alocha. Aisha ain't a mechaman alocha. Rashi chaman lilmoid ha'emes afal gav she shokag. Even though he was a shoy, got it wrong. Oh, but esek at Torah. All my Torah is being mekayim. And just in case we'll be showing them, so we say lasik b'nei v'sarah and not nilma Torah. And the chasam soyin about Tosfos. Also, Tosfos in Aveda Zora brings the Gemara in Shabbos. Shnei Talmid Chachamim hamadgilim zeh zeh b'alocha. Hakadosh Baruch Hu oyevim shenema v'diglu alai ava. Hakadosh Baruch Hu loves them. Even hamadgilim. What's hamadgilim mean? They're madgilim with each other b'alocha. Says Tosfos in the Oruch, in the name of the Oruch, shakran madgilim shakran. That means two Talmid Chachamim, yeah, who are learning together, and they get it wrong, or one of them gets it wrong, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still loves them and says, V'adigul alai ava. And in Chasam Sofer, he says a beautiful pshat. He says, V'eitz HaSodeh Yitin period, that's on the, in B'chol Kosai. V'eitz HaSodeh Yitin period, that the Eitz HaSodeh, even the Eitz HaSodeh will give its fruit, that if you keep my Torah, my mitzvah, Eitz HaSodeh, Rashi says, even an Ilon Srak, even a non-bearing, tree-bearing fruit, yeah, a non-tree-bearing fruit,
bearing tree.
So, sorry, a non-fruit-bearing tree. Gosh, yeah. A non, it's very early in the morning, I'm fasting. A non-fruit-bearing tree, in B'chol Kosai Telechu, will bear fruit. Says the Chasam Sofer, it's a melitza on somebody, yeah, who's learning Torah, a Talmud Chochem, who gets it wrong, Meredik. Just to read it out. Afidan on Sra Yasa Paris, Herachil Farish, Kola Isa Batar Lishma, Zoichil Vorm Harbe, etc., etc. Safila Isa Shito, Yiskru de Vorbe, Sefer Chaim, Lamal, Vaina Zoichil Vorm Harbe, Shatavina Vorm Shaena Sokim Zoichabe, and Vaina and Bukhai say to Lechish to Amen Batoira, Oz Vaes Hasoda, Elon Srak Yitim Period, Shafila Srak Shame Period, Sodom Mikom Mokin Yitim Period, get his reward for Omala Toira. So therefore, even if you have it wrong, yeah, it's still in the gather from Amelus Batoira, yeah, and therefore it's still legitimate as far as Lasa B'divitar is concerned. I've still got it shvei. I don't want to go into it because I want to say something else. I've got the full answer because that's Abamed Marumarumari, and that's for the Ramban himself. The Ramban, who was Oisek and was Omel in the Torah, and he had to come to the right conclusion at the end. He's Amela before he got it right. That's Amelia Batoira. That's his last Amelia Torah. Das heis Torah, heis that Torah. But we're not Omer. We're just reading the Ramban. I'm not sure if we go to that Amelia Batoira. Later, I leave you with Ha'ora, two Ha'oras. One, geography. I'm not sure where they passed. Those who are down south.
A motorway which ran around.
Yeah.
There's no roads.
No roads. Okay. Okay. Well, we'll discuss that afterwards. And secondly, are we yoytzer with this Ramban? And yeah, I just brought it in because it's very interesting. The Ramban was choyzer because of the facts on the ground. However, It's also interesting, it's the right thing to choose, because of course today is Tanis Esther. So. Yeah. I'm already in a Purim mode, yeah. Okay. We talked about Baderech, and that she was praying for Rachamim, for Klal Yisrael, and it's very appropriate because this is Asarah Batavis, which heralded the beginning of the Churban HaBayis. That's today. It was the first of the fast days, which Klal Yisrael had set upon themselves by prophetic decree. Those are the months. The Tzom HaAsiri is Asar B'Teres. Yehi LeBeis Yehuda LeSosein ULeSimcha ULeMoedim Tovim VaEmes VaShalom Avu. One day, these four Tzaneisim will become Yemei Simcha. But what was the detailed prophecy of Tzom HaAsiri? Let me quote to you. Vayhid Vashem Eli B'Shona HaTshias. This is the ninth year of the reign of Tzidkiyah. VaChodesh HaAsiri in the tenth month. That's Teves, but also Lachoidish, that's Asor B'Teves, Lema, Ben Odom, Kesoiv Lachoy, Shem HaYoyim, Es Etzem HaYoyim Azeh, Somach Melech Bovel, Al Yerushalayim, Be Etzem HaYoyim Azeh. This was the beginning of the siege. Asor B'Teves began the siege, and of course, Shimon Shabbatamas, and Tisha B'Av ended it. Here's Loshna Rambam, if you want to know what we're doing today, why we're fasting. Vasiri, Bateves, Shabois, Somach, Melech, Bovel, Nebuchadnezzar, Harosha, Al Yushlaim, Vevio, Bemotsoy, Vemotsoy. Today, Asar Bateves is a day when the siege of Yushlaim began. And we're talking about the first Churban, not the second Churban. We're talking about Golus Bovel. And it's the Golus Bovel. When the Vuzadrain took Klal Yisrael out of Eretz Yisrael, and that's when Klal Yisrael passed Kever Rochel, and that's when Rochel was Mevakel, Bonel, Koil, Beromo, Nishmo, Nehi, Bechi, Tamrurin, Rochel, Mevakel, Al Bonel. And this was Al Pi Dibur, which begs the question, why Rochel, out of all the Amois, was chosen to be the one who's Mevaka al Bonel and not the other Amois? Or the others, in fact. For this we need a Maral. And this Maral quotes Medrash, which is the Psicha of Medrash Eicha. In fact, the Medrash says there that the Ovis came to be Mispalel for Klal Yisrael because Menashe had put a tselem in the Heichel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't going to forgive Klal Yisrael. That was already the beginning of the end. And the Ovis begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive Klal Yisrael, and he wouldn't be mispious. Came along Rochel and was mispalel. Here's the Medrash, and I'm quoting a shortened Medrash, which comes from Maral, Gur Aryeh here, this is his Loshen. The Fisher Rochel Imeno Ameris HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma Osa Bonai Shekach Heves Aleim Poronius. What are you bringing such terrible Poronius? What have they done already? Im bishvil avodah zorah, if it's because they serve avodah zorah, shekinei sotzorah. Avodah zorah is a tzorah to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. It's like a second wife. You're competing with me. Avodah zorah, who's the right God? Halo yahavti ishi Yaakov. V'omad bizayin shonim. V'lesoif nosan ovi lo yisachoysi le'isha. I also had a tzorah. I had a tzorah called Leah. And my husband loved me. V'kibalti, and I said it to myself. I accepted this ba'avo. Va'ani boss of Adom, I'm boss of Adom. And you're the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ata Melech Racham Alachas Kama V'Kama Shtiracham Aleihem. Just because you've got a sorrow, Avodah Zorah, you've got competition. I also had competition. Says Rachel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted the plea, and he said, Yeshcha lepola seif v'shovu bon emeret, and the Klal Yisrael will come back. Rachel won the day. Says the Maral, well, what does that mean? What's the message? What was this interaction? Says the Maral the following. You have to understand. What was the saying?
Say it quick.
I have to say it very quickly. It's a very important yisod. Says the Maral, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created a fragmented world.
a fragmented world. This world is not a Shalom. You cannot see the Yichud Hashem, the Achdus Hashem you cannot see. We see glimpses of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We see it in creation, we see it in the Nisim HaGaluyim, we see it in our own Hashgachah Protis sometimes in our lives. But the truth of the matter, we've got questions, you can't see it. Mo Rabu Masech Hashem, we see many, many manifestations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baba Magodlu Masech Hashem, the overall picture which we see on Shabbos, Magodlu Masech, which is a Ma'ein Olam Haba, that we don't see in Olam Hazeh. There are too many fragmentations, there are too many questions. It's like you can see a pile of bricks. You see a pile of bricks, so you see many, many, many different bricks. Disparate bricks. But later on you see the binyan, you see it's all one. The purpose is all one, you see the binyan. We in Olam Hazeh cannot see the full picture. We see a fragmented Ribbono Shel Olam, as it were, Kav Yochel. It says, Vayerev Vayevoyke Yoim Echod. Yom Echod, Chazal say, why does it say Yom Rishon? We have Yom Echod, Yom Sheni. You should say Yom Echod, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni. Why say Yom Echod? Say Chazal, Shaloi Hoyo Ba'aloma Elohu. There was only one, the Ribbono Shel Olam, he was the only one. At the beginning of creation, there was still one Ribbono Shel Olam. There was one overall, Hashem permeated the whole world. There was still an Achdus, there was a Yichud Hashem. But once it comes to Yom Sheni, Sheni is already a moving away from Rishon. You're already moving away from Achdus, and there you already have Havdalah. You begin to have Vayavdel Elokim Bein Ha'oyah Bein Ha'chayshi. You begin to have Havdalah. And as you move further away from the first day of creation, you have more and more period, more and more Havdalah, and the Adam HaRishon sins, and so you get further and further away from the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, we're not there. V'olim v'yishim nishpoiz z'aitza v'yishim l'melech ha'kol ha'oretz v'yom v'yishim echod ishmo yechod. When would that be? That would be in the time of Mashiach. Melech HaKol HaOretz. Yom Yom HaShem Echod Ushmo Echod. The Achdus will become one again. That's Malchus. Malchus. What is Malchus? V'yishim l'melech. Malchus is when you make something whole from Pirud. What is a Melech? Says the Rambam. What's the mitzvah of Melech? Says the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs. He shetzivonu limnoyselen melech. Yekabetz kolu maseinu v'yanhigeinu. That he'll be mekabes, all the people, they make them into one. The melech unifies a people. Vayi b'shur melech b'saseif rosh ha'om, yachad shifter Yisrael. Malchus is born out of Pirud, that's what a melech is. And he's mekabes from Pirud. So vayir vayivoki yom echod, yeah, it wasn't yet Malchus, because it wasn't yet Pirud. But once there's Pirud, and the world goes to prayer, then Vayashem the Melech Kolor is Vayam Yashem Echod. That's when Hashem will be the full Melech, because he will ma'achad everything together. Yes? That's the journey we're on. We're on a journey where we can't see the Ribbono Shel Olam completely. One day we'll see the Ribbono Shel Olam completely. Says the Maharal that that's what the Emois and Ovis are. The Ovis are the Shoyresh, are the Shoyresh of the Tachlis of the world. So they mirror the purpose of the world. Rachel understood by the fact that she didn't have one husband. She had Yaakov. She was the only one. If she would never have Yaakov, then Klal Yisrael would be an echod. There would be one pair, and all Klal Yisrael would come from one pair. She suddenly found that she had a tzorah. The whole trick of love, she understood this from the Neshamayim. She understood that, obviously, this is not Olam HaPirud. She has to suffer a tzorah, because that's the metzias of the world at this point, and we have to bring from Pirud to Achdus. She understood the tachlis. And therefore, she was mekabel Leah, Ba'ava, although that created a sorrow, had she been alone, Ephraim and Yosef, they would all come from her. But now there's Pirud. And therefore she understood that the tachlis of the world is Pirud. So she says to the Ribbono Shel Olam, why are you upset with Avodah Zorah? Avodah Zorah is part of the Pirud of the world. There has to be two, you have to have that Nisayon of two rather than the one. Why are you annoyed? I was Mekabel Ba'ava, the Indian of Pirud, then so should you be Mekabel and understand the Kali Yisrael sin because it's Pirud in the world and it's the result of the Pirud which you created. You made it part of your master plan in creation. I would like to say quickly that Aliyah, that's that Aliyah Rech. When we had a Beis HaMikdash, Aliyah Rech was part of the period coming to one. Everyone came up for one purpose, to the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, we retrograde, as it were, we go back again from Achdus, Aliyah Rech means Achdus, all with one purpose, we're bound together on purpose to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, we are disparate again. And therefore, that's Asor B'Tavis, it represents the siege of Yerushalayim. And it's a terrible situation. You have to wait for the Beis HaMikdash and finish. It's the one Chazal and finished. Wow, just a minute. It's a Moedika, what do you call it? Radak. The Radak says the following: that a whole lot of Klal Yisrael died in a plague because David HaMelech counted Klal Yisrael. What was their sin? says the Radak with Rash, Kolo Alofim Ha'ele, Shenoflim B'mei David, all those who died in the time of David, Loi Noflu Ela Al Yedei, Sheloi Tovu Beis HaMikdash. They Beis HaMikdash hadn't been built, and they weren't pining enough for the Beis HaMikdash, for that Ichud. Bari Dvorim Kal V'chayma, Umam Eilu Shloi Hoya B'yameim, V'lei Chor B'yameim. There wasn't even a Beis HaMikdash yet. Noflu Al Shloi Tovu Ha'isai, Olu Shoya B'yameim, V'chor B'yameim. We had a Beis HaMikdash, it's been destroyed. Alachas Kama V'kama. We should be pining for a Beis HaMikdash. The Fikach Iskina Sekeinim Unavim Litzabifim Shal Yisrael. They were Sakit Tefillah Lias Mispalim Shloisha Pam B'chol Yoyim Hoshev Shchinasecha V'machusecha L'Siyon V'Seid Avodosam Yishlaim Ochein Yehi Ratzayin. That must be the Sfadis Nuchas. It's not ours. V'sechazena Eineinu B'shuvachal Etziyah B'rachmim. Maybe it comes to the point where Hashem Lemelech Akol Ores Bayom Hu Yashem Echod Ushemoy Echod.